Colombian voters have elected an independent hardliner as their next president. Álvaro Uribe campaigned on a platform of building up the military and reasserting the government's authority in the lawless countryside. Voters hope his tough policies will end the country's 38-year-old armed conflict with Marxist rebels and far-right militias, but some worry Uribe's election will lead to even greater bloodshed. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Bogota.
Álvaro Uribe did better than even his most loyal supporters had hoped. In a field of 11 candidates, he won 53% of the vote, eliminating the need for the usual runoff election. Despite the landslide, he gave a somber acceptance speech, first invoking his father, who was killed by leftist rebels in 1982, and then recalling the name of a presidential candidate who was kidnapped 3 months ago.
Hago llegar mi voz a Ingrid Betancourt.
I send the sound of my voice to Ingrid Betancourt. I send it to the kidnapped legislators, to the kidnapped congressmen, to the kidnapped governor, and to the thousands of Colombians who were also kidnapped.
It's widely known that the rebels often let their captives listen to the radio, so it's probable that at least some of Colombia's kidnapped politicians heard Uribe's greeting, as well as his pledge to get tough on their captors.
El fortalecimiento de la fuerza pública.
The strengthening of the military and police will be a necessary step to protect citizens and restore human rights. Colombia has expressed its desire to recover civility and order.
Uribe has pledged to double the size of the army, strengthen anti-terrorism laws, and create a million-person neighborhood watch system. He says he'll negotiate with the rebels only if they first stop killing and kidnapping. It's a much tougher stance than that of outgoing President Andrés Pastrana, who negotiated with the FARC rebel group for 3 years, trying in vain to get a ceasefire. Many Colombians believe the FARC was stringing Pastrana along, pretending to talk peace while they continued kidnapping and building up their war chest. Uribe's supporters were out in force last night, driving celebratory laps around the hotel where he was staying. Hundreds more stood in the rain, waiting to get through the security screening for his victory party. One of those in line, Angel Garza, says he welcomes the firm hand promised in Uribe's campaign slogan. What we need is a firm hand against terrorism, just as President Bush wants, says Garza. We've had enough of this terrorism, which has driven us crazy. Another Uribe supporter, who gives her name simply as Consuelo, says she assumes Uribe's term in office will be bloody, but she says that's preferable to the current low-level conflict.
Now we're going to have probably a short but strong and definite war that would give us the end of the other war.
But not all Colombians are so reassured by the prospect of Uribe's firm hand. Some see him as the candidate of the right-wing paramilitaries, who have a history of committing savage massacres in communities suspected of leftist sympathies. Although Uribe has repeatedly condemned the paramilitaries, some human rights advocates worry that his election might encourage more massacres. One of the Colombians depressed by Uribe's victory is university student Juan Felipe Giraldo. He says he understands the frustration that led Colombians to vote for Uribe, but he says they'll pay a heavy price. This comes from a sector of society that wants to reduce public liberties, Giraldo says, and he predicts that Uribe will revive the abandoned practices of declaring a state of siege or martial law. But on one point, Giraldo agrees with Consuelo. He also expects the next few months to be increasingly violent. Martin Casti, NPR News, Bogota.